Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8, 11, and 12. Wherefore he, Jesus, saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It is so important for each of us who have been called by Jesus to protect the ministry to which we have been called. And it is important for each person called to be a Christian to protect the calling. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he, God, hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We must keep ourselves from things that would cause us to speak as the world speaks. We cannot allow ourselves to be polluted by wisdom of men of this world. We must not take in their wisdom. We must be very careful to keep our mind and wisdom to be from God, agreeing at all times with the Holy Bible, rejecting this world when it goes in a way opposite to the wisdom from God, filling our minds with the ideas presented to us from God in the Holy Bible. I had a Catholic friend once who loved to visit with me. She would often tell me wisdom of this world. I would say, "What you just said to me is not in the Bible. I want to build my house on the word from God. So why would I be subject to watching the evening news of the world?" On the first day of Donald Trump's hush money trial, I started to turn on the news to see what happened. Then I woke up. Why would I want to see humans judging a human? If you consider Nineveh and Jonah, God sent Jonah to Nineveh with a message. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. The king and the people were terrified by the message and they repented, so God didn't destroy them. Jonah sat on a hill nearby to see what would happen. After they repented, God did not destroy them. And Jonah was bitter and mad because God did not destroy Nineveh. Now listen to what God said about it. He said, Jonah chapter 4, verse 11, "And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand?" God will judge rightly now as he did then. I'm not of this world. I obey the laws of this world as I can, so long as they don't keep me from obeying laws of God. Some of the world's laws I do not agree with. That doesn't mean I go out and try to change them and make the world godly when they don't have the Spirit of God. You have to have the Spirit of God to be godly. Jesus said, "My kingdom's not of this world, and neither is my kingdom of this world." Like Jesus, there's another place God has prepared for me and for his people. I'm truly a stranger here on this earth. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Paul says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." We renew our mind to the Holy Bible, the Word of God. "For then we will prove to ourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in the matter at hand." It is my responsibility to find out what pleases God and to do that, conforming my thinking to the Holy Bible. This is what I want to do. I want to build my house on the Word from God. "For I know one thing, the world passes away and the Word of God lasts forever." I want that instead of a world that passes away. Now look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. These are the works of man, the natural man, born with the desire to do these things: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like." Then the Apostle Paul says, "Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Once again, that's Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. As a Christian born of the Spirit of God, not participating in things which make me consider it is normal to commit the works of the flesh, thereby excusing these works as being normal. These works are normal if you are not a born-again Christian. It's what the flesh does. But if you're a born-again Christian, born by the Spirit of God, we are given by God His heart and His Spirit. Thereby we live differently to this world. And I find it not good to hear or focus on ways of this world, filling my heart with that, but to keep my mind and focus on ways of God, for now I belong to God. So why would I want to know what this world is doing today, feeding myself with the way of the world? As God says, "Who doesn't know their right hand from their left?" I want my life to be built on the Word from God. I decided it is not the way for me to go, feeding myself with news of what they are doing in the world, for it could cause me to pollute the ministry and the way of God. We live in a strange country. We are peculiar people to that country when we're born again. If I visited France, I wouldn't try to change their laws. But some of the people in the churches today have entered into what I believe they call national Christianity thinking, that without repentance, they can make the world go in the way of God by making a law. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." They just can't do it. You can't take that unbeliever and make him follow the ways of God. Sometimes it's hard enough to cause the believer to follow the ways of God. Once again, that is 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9-10. The Apostle Peter said to us, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Hebrews chapter 11, start at verse 13. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." After we renew our minds to the Bible, showing ourselves the way of God, this world is very strange to us. Strange basically means unusual. It doesn't make sense to us after we are immersed in the Word of God and born again. Hebrews 11, 9 and 10. Gives an example of Abraham. "By faith he," Abraham, "sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country." So we do not try to fit in with the people of this world, for they follow the desires of their own flesh. We seek to conform our way to the way of God, rejecting the flesh. We want to build our house on the Word of God, looking for what God wants us to do, seeking God's will in the matter at hand. Galatians 5, 22, 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance." So we choose to reject trying to see what the people of the world are doing today and we deliberately do those things which cause us to produce fruits of the Spirit. And we depend on God to show us what to do. God is our newscast. The Bible and God by His Spirit will tell us what is to come as needed. John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus says, He, the Holy Spirit, will show us things to come. Hebrews 11, For he, Abraham, looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Philippians 4:19, But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus the Word. At one point in my life in 1975, after I became a Christian, God said to me, Don't watch things of this world. Plays, news, football, movies, and such. And for a season, I didn't watch those things. I was on a buying trip for my business that I owned at that time. My mother and dad met me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. We were driving along and someone mentioned Jimmy Carter. And I said, Who's Jimmy Carter? And they all looked at me. They were shocked. I didn't know the name Jimmy Carter. I'd never heard it before. He had just been elected President of the United States. So far as I can tell, it didn't make one difference in my life that I didn't know the name of this man. At that time, I was very seriously learning Bible as God taught me. For 5 years, he worked with me on the Bible so I could do the work of God that God showed me to do, which is apostle and prophet to the New Testament church. Now, there's certainly a price to pay when we are a minister of God and a Christian, but it is well worth the price, for it is all eternity. When I see a famous person die, I nearly always think, and where is he now? All his fame, all his money, all his achievement. Where is he now? That's what really matters. For it's all eternity. Mark 8:36, Jesus says, For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This message is truly a message for me personally. To try to encourage me in godly ways. Thank you for letting me share it with you.